Several historically black colleges are in serious financial trouble. It isn't unusual for colleges and universities to need more money than they have. But commentator Johnetta Rose Barra says in this case, it's easy to see who is responsible for the problem.
In the late 1960s, when I first arrived in Washington, D.C., Howard University was the cultural hub of the city. Each year, the school sponsored the only black national writers' conference. Its faculty was responsible for the first national conference of black folklorists. Political science faculty were key advisors to rising black elected officials across the country. Suffice to say, Howard was the place. Today, the 125-year-old school is a shadow of its once glorious self. Its physical plant shows signs of deterioration, and educational programs are antiquated. What's more, the school once dubbed the capstone of Negro education is neck high in red ink. But Howard isn't the only historically black college or university in trouble. Throughout the country, these institutions are crying out for help. They face declining enrollments, lawsuits challenging their status as predominantly black schools, and multi-million dollar deficits. Mississippi's Jackson State faces a $3.2 million deficit, and the students and faculty at the small, church-run Selma University have been holding prayer vigils, hoping divine intervention will prevent their school from closing its doors. Some blame integration for the decline of African-American cultural and educational institutions. But the culprits of ruin are not white folks or the social policy of integration, but apathy. Many blacks fail to invest their money and time in their own institutions. Take, for example, the case of Howard University. According to recent published reports, alumni provide a paltry 4% of the university's $500 million budget. Congress puts up 43%. By comparison, George Washington University, also in Washington, D.C., reports that alumni contribution accounts for more than 30% of its budget. This lack of financial and physical support from African Americans toward their institutions is the principal reason for the decay. Many of these schools, including Howard University, have graduated the lion's share of the black middle class. While these graduates may not be millionaires, they've got a house, two cars in the driveway, and decent savings accounts. The alumni of historically black universities and colleges have to come to the aid of their alma mater. Otherwise, valuable cultural and historical contributions of these institutions will be buried behind locked doors when these schools go out of business. America simply can't afford the loss.
Johnetta Rose Barris contributes to the Washington Times editorial page.